Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Since I started this series on great Christians from our past, I have wanted to do a series on Keith Green. He is a Christian musician whose ministry lasted just 7 years, but he turned the Christian music industry on its head. His whole life is kind of bizarre. He left an impact that lives on today. I admire him because he lived his life as he understood the scriptures, and he didn't care what the establishment thought. Keith was born in 1953 in Brooklyn, New York. His family practiced Christian Science, which he later said is neither science nor Christian. He didn't find out he was Jewish until he was about 12 years old. The family was steeped in music. When Keith was 3 or 4, they moved to Los Angeles. Early on, Keith learned guitar and piano. He found classical pieces very boring. So instead of learning to read music, he memorized the pieces and pretended to sight read. Then his grandfather taught him chords and he began writing. By the age of 12, he had written 40 songs. He was the youngest person ever to sign with ASCAP. He was signed to a record label and had a hit song. Cheese and Crackers was the title. His career was skyrocketing, and then the Osmonds came along, totally dominating the music world. Keith's career was eclipsed. The record label dropped him. He found himself at the bottom, looking up. In the next segments, we'll find out how Keith Green found Christ.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, georgeandlorraine.com.